Phoenix Audio presents.
Windy City Blues, a collection of short stories by Sarah Paretsky, read by Jean Smart.
Grace Notes. Gabriella Sestiere of Petigliano. Anyone with knowledge of her whereabouts should contact the office of Malcolm Rainier. I was reading the Herald Star at breakfast when the notice jumped out at me from the personal section. I put my coffee down with extreme care, as if I were in a dream and all my actions moved with the slowness of dream time. I shut the paper with the same slow motion, then opened it again. The notice was still there. I spelled out the headline letter by letter in case my unconscious mind had substituted one name for another, but the text remained the same. There could not be more than one Gabriella Sestieri from Petigliano. My mother, who died of cancer in 1968 at the age of 46. Who could want her all these years later? I said aloud. Peppy, the golden retriever I share with my downstairs neighbor, raised a sympathetic eyebrow. We'd just come back from a run on a dreary November morning, and she was waiting hopefully for toast. Can't be her father. His mind had cracked after 6 months in a German concentration camp, and he refused to acknowledge Gabriella's death when my father wrote to inform him of it. I'd had to translate the letter, in which he had said he was too old to travel, but wished Gabriella well on her concert tour. Anyway, if he was alive still, he'd be almost 100. Maybe Gabriella's brother Italo was searching for her. He had disappeared in the maelstrom of the war, but Gabriella always hoped he survived. Or her first voice teacher, Francesca Salvini, whom Gabriella longed to see again, to explain why she had never fulfilled Salvini's hope.